Hello everyone, I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Welcome back to our article on limericks. Now we learned yesterday that limericks are short, silly poems with five lines.
Right, and the first, second, and fifth lines all rhyme with each other.
Yeah, exactly. Lines three and four also rhyme with each other, but not with lines one, two, or five. Lines three and four are also shorter than the others.
Can you give us an example, Pat?
Okay. My wife is a lady called Z, who's quite a bit taller than me. She's smart, funny, and wise, and has beautiful eyes, which is why I went down on one knee.
Oh, I'm loving this one! 所以大家有听懂，就是 Pat 的太太叫做 Z， 她比 Pat 高一点点，她聪明、风趣又有智慧，并且有美丽的眼睛，这也是为什么 Pat 就是怎么样跟她求婚啦。
Yeah, so today we'll give you a little history about limericks and then give you guys a chance to try making some of your own.
哇，所以大家今天有机会可以试试看，是不是可以做这个五行打油诗 ？OK.
OK.
Rhyme time. Limericks are a form of nonsense poem. They have been around for a long time. Shakespeare even used one in Othello. Most people believe the name originated from Limerick, a town in Ireland. However, it was the English writer Edward Lear who made them popular. He wrote more than 200 limericks.Okay, now it's your turn. See if you can rearrange the words in this funny limerick about Santa Claus. Did you get it? Now try writing your own limericks. Here's a line to get you started. I have a best friend called... Good luck! When Santa gets bored every year...He eats chocolate and drinks lots of beer. He eats like a pig and gets his stomach big, which is why he needs lots of reindeer.
Word power!
Nonsense.Nonsense. Jennifer made up some silly nonsense words to make the kids laugh. Jennifer made up some silly nonsense words to make the kids laugh. Originate. Originate. Originate, originated, originated. Many English words today originated.From the Latin language. Many English words today originated from the Latin language. Rearrange, 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 rearranged, rearranged. The little boy rearranged the Lego blocks and made a castle.The little boy rearranged the Lego blocks and made a castle. Luck. Luck. My mom bought me a special necklace to keep bad luck away. My mom bought me a special necklace to keep bad luck away.
So most limericks are a little silly. As the article says, limericks are a form of nonsense poem.
Okay, 所以其实我们今天提到的 limericks 就是五行打油诗，是一个无稽诗的一种格式啦。
That's right. The word nonsense, which is spelled N-O-N-S-E-N-S-E, nonsense, means spoken or written words that have no meaning or just make no sense.For example, if I said, cat shocking IMAX was stinky weather, Nottingham. you would have no idea what I was talking about. It's nonsense.
It sounded great for some reason, though. Hmm. Okay, 所以 nonsense 是什么呢？就是毫无道理或是胡说八道这样子的意思。因为其实如果我们猜这个字哦，看到前面的 no, non, N-O-N 的字首，其实就是源自于 non, N-O-N-E, 表示一点都没有什么东西。那 sense 这个字呢，就是表示一个意义或是一个感觉这样的意思。所以 nonsense 合起来就是没有道理的意思啦。
We could say, Jennifer makes up some silly nonsense words to make the kids laugh. Jennifer makes up some silly nonsense words to make the kids laugh.
Yeah, my sister does that sometimes to her baby.
Yeah,
okay,
cool.
所以呢，刚刚我们的例句就是提到了有关就是有些人他可能会做了一些很傻气啊 silly 或者是没有意义的话会使这个小朋友笑哦。
Here's more about limericks. They have been around for a long time. Shakespeare even used one in Othello. Now, Othello was one of his famous plays.
Oh, okay. 所以其实呢，我们提到了这个 limericks, okay, 它已经流传了很长一段时间，而且连这个 Shakespeare 是谁呢？就是我们的沙翁莎士比亚，也在 Othello, 就是奥赛罗中写了一首哦。
So limericks are kind of old, but where do they come from? The article says most people believe the name originated from Limerick, a town in Ireland.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay, 所以大多数的人认为 limerick 这个字呢，这个词是源自于 Ireland, 就是爱尔兰一个名为就是 limerick 的城镇咯。
The word originate, O-R-I-G-I-N-A-T-E, originate, means to come from a particular place or just to start. So we could talk about soccer originating in Europe, for example, or chopsticks originating in China.
Of course.当我们提到这个什么东西是源自于哪里或是起源于哪里呢我们就用到 originate 这个动词啦那其实我们常提到 origin 这个 O-R-G-I-N 则是它的名词表示源头所以刚刚有提到这个派有时候像是我们提到的这个英国的橄榄球啊或是足球它当然就是源自于英国啦那 originate 它的动词三态的变化要注意哦它的过去式跟过去分词后面直接接 D, originate, originated, originated.
Here's another example. Many English words today originated from the Latin language. Many English words today originated from the Latin language.
That's right. 现在很多的英文字呢其实都是源自于拉丁语咯。
That's true, and many more come from French and German. They originate from French and German. Anyway, back to limericks. The article says, however, it was the English writer Edward Lear who made them popular.
Oh, okay, 所以呢原来让武行打油诗闻名的呢则是一位作家叫做 Edward, right?、
Yeah, the article gives some more information. He wrote more than 200 limericks.
哇、What? 不会吧其实呢刚刚我们提到的这个李尔爱德华他竟然写了超过200首的武行打油诗诶哇、wow.
All right, that's enough from us, as the article says, okay, now it's your turn.
Okay, 所以大家准备好了吗？感觉很紧张，有没有？现在可轮到你哦。
Here's the game. See if you can rearrange the words in this funny limerick about Santa Claus.
Oh, okay, 所以这个主题是有关 Santa Claus, 圣诞老公公。所以看大家可不可以看到一些字，然后重组成有趣的武行打油诗。
Yeah, we should explain the word rearrange, spelled R-E-A-R-R-A-N-G-E, rearrange. It means to change the position or the order of things. So this next limerick will be mixed up, and you need to put the words in the right order.
没错我们来先来看一下刚刚提到的 rearrange, 当然就是指重新安排。因为其中的 arrange 是有着整理安排的意思那我们在前面加一个 re 的字首就是再一次重新的意思。动词三态为 rearrange, rearranged, 直接接 D, rearranged.
Yeah, we could also say the little boy rearranged the Lego blocks and made a castle. the little boy rearranged the Lego blocks and made a castle.
所以小男孩把这个乐高啊重组，然后并且呢就组成了一个城堡，一座城堡。
Okay, here's the mixed up limerick. All right, I'm going to try this. Every bored Santa year when gets eats, beer he lots chocolate drinks and of, like he pig eats, big his gets and stomach,Of needs why which reindeer is he lots?
Oh, okay. So,
All right, can you do it?
When Santa gets bored every year,
yep.
He drinks beer and eats a lot of chocolate. He drinks lots of chocolate beer.
He eats chocolate and drinks lots of beer.
He eats like a pig and gets his stomach big.
And his stomach gets big.
Which is why he needs a lot of reindeer.
Yes, that's it. It's pretty tough, okay? Did you guys work it out? Here's the answer in full. When Santa gets bored every year...He eats chocolate and drinks lots of beer. He eats like a pig and his stomach gets big, which is why he needs lots of reindeer.
啊，好难哦！大家有没有猜对呢？所以刚刚的 limerick 的翻译就是：每年当圣诞老公公无聊的时候，他就会喝啤酒，并且吃很多巧克力。他会像猪一样的吃，所以他的肚子很大。这是为什么他需要这么多的这个驯鹿或是麋鹿啦？
Yeah, a reindeer is a kind of deer. They're famous for pulling Santa's sleigh, which is his car.
没错，然后大家如果知道 Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
Rudolph,
那首歌就是 reindeer 就是麋鹿或驯鹿的意思。
Yeah, the thing to do with that one is remember the rhyming words. You got year, beer, reindeer, and then pig and big. So those you can use to figure it out. Anyway, the article then sets another challenge. It says...Did you get it? Now try writing your own limericks, okay? And here's a line to get you started. I have a best friend called...
okay.
You fill in the name of your friend.
Okay, 所以现在呢，大家可能要挑战自己来看看，因为大家现在大概知道其实要怎么做一个无行打油诗，所以呢，我们就给你们一个挑战啊，就从下面这一句开始，就是我有一个好朋友叫做什么什么 Okay.
Yeah, you got to try that. So whatever your friend's first name is, you've got to try and rhyme with your friend's name. That could be difficult. You might do it. The article finishes by saying, good luck. Okay, when we say luck, L-U-C-K, luck, we mean good things that happen to you just by chance.You wish people good luck before an exam or when they go for a job interview.
Okay, 当我们要祝别人好运的时候就用到这个字哦 luck 就是好运。那当然就是很幸运我们可以用 lucky, L-U-C-K-Y. So good luck 就是祝你好运。
Here's another sentence. My mom bought me a special necklace to keep bad luck away. My mom bought me a special necklace.To keep bad luck away.
哇，好好哦！所以我的妈妈呢，买了给我一个很特别的项链，然后让我呢，就是每天呢都会非常的幸运哦，这样子就不会有好的坏的运气。
Yep, now it's time for you to try your own limericks. Please, please send them to us. We would love to read them. Good luck. Okay. Now it's time for us to end today's lesson.Okay, so Laura, big moment.
Okay.
Do you think you can manage a limerick with that first line? Okay, remember, it starts with, I have a best friend called...
Okay, and here goes, okay.
Right.
I have a best friend called Tiffany. She's really funny and always smiley.
Good.
We can talk about things. Go to KTV and sing.Oh, she makes me really happy.
Nice. Excellent. Very good. Okay. I'm going to try one about learning English. Okay, here it is. If studying makes you feel blue, then you need to try something new. When you have some time...Why not go online and learn English with Tutor for You?
Woohoo! Yeah. 没错，如果呢想要这个学英文真的要诶可以在线上呢跟 Tutor for You 老师一起学哦。
Alright, now that is all from us, so thanks you guys for watching us. Send in your limericks, please.
Right.
And join us again next time. Bye bye for now.
Bye.
Before we start to playing, we have to practice dribbling first.
Before we start to play, we have to practice dribbling first.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim, 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。今天我们要继续跟大家聊聊英文当中的篮球术语。今天要教的是 dribble 运球。让我来举个例句 Before we start to play, we have to practice dribbling first. 在我们开始打球之前我们必须先练习运球。没错运球是篮球当中最基本的动作之一。如果运球运不好的话很可能就会被对方抄球更别说要得分了。好这个句子当中我们看到个动词 practice, 就是练习的意思。这个字的用法比较特殊当 practice 后面加上动词的时候必须要改为动词 ing 例如 Let's practice singing 让我们来练习唱歌吧而例句中的 practice dribbling 就是练习运球最后希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦现在就让我们看看今天的例句 Before we start to playWe have to practice dribbling first. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
Before we start to playing, we have to practice dribbling first.
Before we start to play, we have to practice dribbling first.
Chit chat!
新闻吗
Yeah, it's the latest news.
Latest 也是最近的意思哦。
因为中文呢是我们的母语，所以我们在说话的时候很少会去注意到，哎，这个字到底是名词、形容词还是副词呢？比方说呢，如果问你说，哎，你最近都在做什么？以及说到这是最近的新闻哎，你知道吗？这两个出现的最近，其实它们的词性是不一样的哦。所以如果要把这两句话翻成英文这个最近就要用不同的字首先我们看到的你最近都在做什么啊其实这里的最近是个副词所以我们要用 lately 相等于 recently 表示近来不久前这样的意思所以这句话的英文就是 What have you been doing lately? 而 lately 可以放在句首或是句尾来修饰句子像是最近我在存钱所以I haven't been shopping much lately, or lately I haven't been shopping as much. 而第二句，这是最近的新闻，其中的最近的是个形容词，所以我们就要用英文的 latest 这个形容词来表示最近的啊，最新的。所以呢，刚刚提到的，这是最近的新闻，要说 this is the latest news.Latest 常常用在新流行的事物像是 The latest fashion 最新流行 The latest movie 最新刚上映的电影还有 The latest album 最新专辑哦唉像是这么八卦的我 I always want to know the latest gossip
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
虽然中文 lately 和 latest 都可以翻成最近但是 lately 是个副词表示最近怎么样Latest 是个形容词，表示最新的、最近的事物哦。
Rhyme time. Limericks are a form of nonsense poem. They have been around for a long time. Shakespeare even used one in Othello. Most people believe the name originated from Limerick, a town in Ireland. However,It was the English writer Edward Lear who made them popular. He wrote more than 200 limericks. Okay, now it's your turn. See if you can rearrange the words in this funny limerick about Santa Claus. Did you get it? Now try writing your own limericks. Here's a line to get you started. I have a best friend called... Good luck! When Santa gets bored every year, he eats chocolate and drinks lots of beer. He eats like a pig and gets his stomach big, which is why he needs lots of reindeer.
Nonsense. Nonsense. Jennifer made up some silly nonsense words to make the kids laugh. Jennifer made up some silly nonsense words to make the kids laugh. Originate. Originate. Originate, originated, originated. Many English words today originated from the Latin language. Many English words today originated from the Latin language. Rearrange, 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 rearranged, rearranged. The little boy rearranged the Lego blocks and made a castle. The little boy rearranged the Lego blocks and made a castle. Luck, luck. My mom bought me a special necklace to keep bad luck away. My mom bought me a special necklace to keep bad luck away.